Turunduse täht.
Who or what is your candidate for this week?
Yes, well, my candidate is IKEA, the Swedish furniture company, which I think needs no explanation. And they have a wonderful charity campaign that they have set up that they are, I'm not sure if they have a name for it or not, but they are basically asking children to submit drawings to a drawing competition. And they selected 10 children's drawings and they turned them into stuffed toys and will donate a part of their sales to UNICEF and Save the Children. And these toys, of course, are really quite whimsical and wonderful looking because some of the drawings are done by 4-year-olds and 5-year-old children. And it's just, to me, it's just this wonderful, sweet little campaign that IKEA has done. And they've got on their website, they've got all 10 of their images framed and displayed for everyone to see. Yeah, so anyway, I thought, you know, it's this great way of developing very unique product and also donating to charity.
Very good. It's a very good good idea for the Weekly Marketing Award. My candidate this week comes from a bit different field. It's international, and it's about Emirates, whose crew demonstrates a safety video on a football field. And it's a really, really fun video. And looking at the background, it's part of Emirates' sponsoring project. So they have taken something that is very genuinely from airlines, so the security announcements, and they have brought them to the football field. And it's really, really very funny and very emotional. And the tagline says that they are connecting Benfica fans around the world. Using it also for promoting the sponsorship. So I think that this is my candidate for the week. So what do you think about it?
I think it's a great video and it's really entertaining to watch. And it's a great way of bridging one experience to another, absolutely. I mean, I'm always dazzled by the amount of football fans in one stadium. it is really a great idea. And I've also noticed, as I may have mentioned earlier to you in our conversation, you know, there is this new attention being paid to safety videos, even within the airline, within the airplane themselves, that companies and airlines are getting quite creative with this. So I think this is really, it's really fun, and it's a great great way for sponsors to actually get involved with the event that they have that they are sponsoring.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it and smiling. It's so great, and it seems also that there is something in the air with a really security communication in Estonia. I think it was roughly a month ago when we gave a Weekly Marketing Award to our Tallinn Airport, because they decided to use the security announcement that were sung by famous singers.
Oh.
And it's also something that really draws people's attention to the security announcement, because otherwise probably the problem is that people see it kind of like a background, that they don't pay attention to it. But using the kind of novelty ways to approach the security field might make people once again aware of and then paying attention and maybe thinking more about why it's important and also recalling them better when actually the information is needed in the situations.
Well, you know, that's it exactly. I think you've really pinpointed it. And when you think about, people who are very well versed in travel, you look around an airplane while they're giving the safety video, and nobody is paying attention. So, I can see this effort to regain people's attention and to have them reconsider the information because. You're totally right. It is droning on in the background. Otherwise, it's like the equivalent of wallpaper after a while, I think, for people. So I think it's really great to re it's a really great challenge to try and get people's attention again on something quite important, really.
Absolutely. So, do you know what we need to do now?
No, what is that?
We need to make a choice.
Oh,
And you, as a guest, may start.
Oh my
We have two
goodness.
candidates.
Two
What is your
candidates.
choice?
Well,
Is it
that.
IKEA with the Halloween campaign, or is it the Emirates with the security announcements?
Well, it's a very Canadian thing for me to say, please. I wouldn't want to insult my host. So.
No. You
It's
be honest. Pick what you want. This is the rules of the game as well. I
well,
know we Estonians tend to be shy as well and letting the others to decide, so.
it's true. And I've just realized we've also chosen these two very well-to-do, between the Emirates and IKEA, these aren't exactly the underdog of their fields. These are two very wealthy giants in their fields. So
Yeah, they
I think
are.
they could probably handle, one of them is going to be able to handle not winning the marketing award. I think they'll be resilient enough. Well, I think, well, it, now, how do you want to, on what basis? Because they're so different from each other. I guess one is more about safety, and one is about charity. So, if I had to go down to safety and charity, I would say I might bend towards safety as being a little bit more important at this point, because I think I think IKEA is charitable in many ways, but. I am going to go with your Emirates video.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. That
Thank
was a
you.
little
Thank you.
bit
It was a good
of
good reasoning, and I would agree with you this time.
criticism.
So, Emirates, thank you for showing the way how security can be brought into the highlight in a very kind of not funny, but in a very charming way.